This is the podcast for JNS Spine. This is the March 7th, 2014 podcast from JNS Spine. My name is Natalie Pinchem, and I will be reading summaries of articles on spinal cord injury, trauma, and the lumbar spine published today. Clinical results of patients with thoracolumbar spine trauma treated according to the thoracolumbar injury classification and severity score. A clinical article by Andre Fernandez Joaquim and colleagues. This study evaluates the neurological outcome of patients with thoracolumbar spine trauma treated according to the thoracolumbar injury classification and severity score. The thoracolumbar injury classification and severity score was applied to a consecutive series of patients treated for thoracolumbar spine trauma between 2009 and 2012. Patients with a score of 4 or more points were surgically treated, whereas patients with a score of 3 or fewer points were conservatively managed. The primary outcome was the American Spinal Injury Association Impairment Scale grade. A total of 65 patients were treated. In 37 patients, the thoracolumbar injury classification system and severity score was 3 or fewer points, and these patients were treated non-surgically. The remaining 28 patients had a score of 4 or more points, and they underwent surgical treatment. In the non-surgically treated group, 28 patients had some follow-up at the author's institution. All of these patients were neurologically intact, with compression or burst fractures. 2 of these patients underwent late operative treatment for back pain. In the surgically treated group, the thoracolumbar injury classification system and severity score ranged from 4 to 10. In this group, most patients with incomplete deficits had neurological improvement, and no patient had neurological worsening during follow-up. The thoracolumbar injury classification system and severity score was safe with regard to the neurological status of the patients treated for thoracolumbar spine trauma in this series. The rising psoas sign, an analysis of preoperative imaging characteristics of aborted minimally invasive lateral interbody fusions at L4 to 5. A report of 3 cases by Jean-Marc Voyadzis and co-authors. The lateral trans-psoas approach for interbody fusion is associated with neurological complications, including leg weakness, numbness, and chronic dysesthetic pain, particularly at L4 to 5. The authors of this report analyzed the preoperative imaging characteristics of 3 cases. Based on pervasive electromyography responses throughout the disc space, the procedure was aborted at L4 to 5 because of an inability to find a safe docking zone during the initial approach. In all cases, preoperative axial magnetic resonance imaging revealed a psoas muscle rising ventral and lateral to the vertebral body at L4 to 5, an anatomical configuration typically seen at L5 to S1. All 3 patients reported transient leg dysthesias, even though the surgery was not completed. 1 of the 3 patients had a lumbarized sacrum. The authors now routinely evaluate psoas muscle anatomy preoperatively. They avoid the lateral approach when a rising psoas muscle is observed at L4 to 5 on axial imaging. They have not since encountered electromyography responses of the type described. Although limited to a single institutional experience with a small sample size, a rising psoas sign on axial magnetic resonance imaging may portend difficulty with the trans-psoas technique at L4 to 5 and warrant consideration of an alternative approach. Thank you for listening. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org.